Radio, Newsline News.
Now, WIXY News is on the air. Reporting for WIXY News, Gary Ritchie.
A West Side woman raped and killed during the night in what police call one of the most brutal murders in memory. 54-year-old Mrs. Frances Cowles of 2040 West 41st was found dying in bed this morning, rushed to Lutheran Hospital, but died before she arrived. Police say Mrs. Cowles was attacked by a man or men using, among other things, a mop handle. A suspect has been taken into custody. Four teenagers have been charged for their part in a wild disturbance which broke out on East 105th last night following a dance. Some 300 youths were involved. They pelted policemen with whatever they could throw and broke a display window in a shoe store on Euclid near 105th. A policeman and another man were injured, although not seriously, and nine pairs of shoes were taken from the shoe store. This is the day Sam Shepard's murder conviction of 1954 goes before the U.S. Supreme Court for appeal. Shepard's attorneys will contend the newspaper publicity that built up around the death of his wife made it impossible for him to get a fair trial. State liquor agents were busy over the weekend, citing Cleveland area minors, five taverns for serving two minors, among other things. Five minors were charged with drinking. Drinking drivers, beginning today, face a mandatory three-day jail term if convicted. The new city ordinance gives municipal judges little choice, either sentence the drunk driver to 3 days or suspend the sentence entirely. Senator Frank Lausche of Ohio is scheduled to undergo surgery today at Bethesda Naval Hospital. Lausche had expected to be operated on last Wednesday, but physicians postponed the surgery because of a slight temperature. He's been hospitalized for tests since a week ago last Friday. America's second ESA weather satellite is due for launch from Cape Kennedy this morning at 9 o'clock in an attempt by U.S. spacemen to put their first system of cloud-watching satellites into full operation. The launch attempt will be the second for ESA 2, the first having been scrubbed last Thursday due to a malfunction in the ESA's booster rocket. Two Ghanaian delegations may be vying for recognition today as the 26-member Organization of African Unity opens a foreign ministers' conference in Addis Ababa. The delegation, representing Ghana's new military junta, already has arrived in the Ethiopian capital, and ousted Ghanaian President Kwame Nkrumah sent word yesterday that he, too, is sending a delegation. Former Syrian President Salah Bitar claimed today he's still in the Middle Eastern nation's legal government as its head. The claim, published in a pro-Egyptian newspaper in Beirut, said last week's military ouster of Bitar was backed by left-wing elements of the ruling Ba'ath Party. Viet Cong forces, outnumbering South Vietnamese defenders 10-1, have attacked a government outpost 75 miles northeast of Saigon. Word is being awaited on the fate of the 100-man government garrison. The Council of Republican Organizations has accused Vice President Humphrey and Senator Robert Kennedy of using the Vietnam War as a vehicle for gaining future control of the Democratic Party. The council, made up of 10 GOP organizations, said differences between the two men had confused the American people, contributed to national disunity, and created international disquiet over our purpose. Police, National Guardsmen, and volunteers are combing swamps and woodlands in and around Raleigh, North Carolina today for two men who were believed kidnapped during an 11-hour crime spree by two escaped mental patients. The patients themselves were captured by Raleigh police early yesterday. Rescue vessels are speeding toward a Swedish freighter aflame with a cargo of matches in the North Sea between Scotland and Norway. A 13-year-old Australian boy in critical condition after being attacked yesterday by a vicious blue pointer shark at a vacation resort south of Sydney, Australia. Doctors say they're hopeful they can save the boy's leg. Informed sources say Indian Premier Indira Gandhi will visit Washington March 28th at the invitation of President Johnson. Mrs. Gandhi reportedly will announce plans for the trip either today or tomorrow in a speech to Parliament. When you see news happen, call 351-1835. Each week, WIXY News awards a transistor radio to the person phoning in the best news tip of the week. So when news happens, call 351-1835. WIXY weather for Greater Cleveland, cloudy and warmer with rain today, the high 47 degrees. Rain changing to light snow tonight and turning colder with a low near 28. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler. The current Cleveland temperature, 36 degrees.
That's the news. Gary Ritchie reporting. Next, WIXY News in 25 minutes. For all the news all the time, stay tuned to WIXY Cleveland.